This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 212 for Wednesday, January 4th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. Ice futures canola contracts were mixed Wednesday in choppy activity, although the bias was lower at the close. The March contract down $3.10 at $868.50 per ton. Strength in the Canadian dollar, up nearly a cent relative to its U.S. counterpart, and losses in outside markets accounted for much of today's selling pressure, with Chicago soy oil and European rapeseed futures both lower on the day. Weakness in crude oil was bearish for the commodity markets in general amid uncertainty over Chinese demand due to an increase in COVID-19 cases in the country. Crush margins do remain wide for canola, and that should be keeping some end-user demand in the market. In the U.S., soybean, corn, and wheat futures were all lower, with the losses in crude oil contributing to the declines in the grains and oilseeds. Soybeans saw follow-through selling after yesterday's losses, with technical damage done from a chart standpoint. The March contract down 8 cents at $14.83 per bushel. Recent rains in parts of Argentina were also a bit bearish, although the forecasts remain hot and dry going forward. Meanwhile, conditions in Brazil are relatively favorable, with expectations for a record-large soybean crop out of the country. Monthly U.S. crush data showed 189.5 million bushels of soybeans were processed in the U.S. in November. That was down on both the month and year, but the year-to-date crush is still slightly ahead of last year's pace. Corn futures also lower after dipping below their 200-day moving average yesterday. The March contract down 16 cents at $6.53 per bushel. Monthly ethanol data showed 447.4 million bushels of corn was used for producing the renewable fuel in November. That was down on both the month and year. Brazilian corn exports, meanwhile, are running well ahead of last year's pace. Wheat futures lower across the board, with sharp declines in the European futures spilling into the North American market. Minneapolis spring wheat down 16 cents in the March contract at $9.03 per bushel. Kansas City down 28 cents in March at $8.40 per bushel, and Chicago wheat down 30 cents in the March contract at $7.45.5. Crop condition ratings for U.S. winter wheat were mixed, with a few areas showing an improvement in the good to excellent category over the past month, while others saw conditions deteriorate. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, January 4th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz Workington. That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.